Good morning, everyone. Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Toldos. We continue our learning, personal growth, and character development, sharing insights into the weekly Parsha today on Friday. The Pasuk, the verse tells us, V'tiyena moiras ruach liyitzchak ulirivka, that Esav, he married, and the person that he married was the source of moiras ruach, a sense of bitterness, of mara, to the ruach, to the spirit of Yitzchak and Rivka. And the question is why that was so. And of course, we understand that the woman that Esav chose to marry was from the Benos Kenaan, was one of the Canaanite women, the very women who Avram Avinu had admonished his servant, Eved Eliezer, not to take for his son, for Yitzchak. Now, so the fact that these women were Oivdei Kochavim, were idol worshippers, was a tremendous source of Agmas Nefesh, of anguish to both Yitzchak and Rivka. Now, it's interesting that when the Torah mentions this, in stating this fact, the Torah mentions the name of Yitzchak before the name of Rivka. It was Moiras Ruach LiYitzchak Ulirivka. Now, the Medrash gives a very insightful explanation as to why this is so. Why the order? Yitzchak, having been reared, he explains, in the Tzura, in the environment of Kedusha and Tahara, of holiness and sense of purity, so he was more intensely provoked by idol worship than Rivka, meaning it affected him very deeply. And although Rivka was a devout believer, she was a Bas Emuna, she had a tremendous Dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Medrash says, you know, obviously the idea of how repugnant idol worship was, it seemed nonetheless less odious to her because of her prior exposure to it. And this is an interesting insight as it relates to what a person's exposed to and how long that lasts, meaning her tolerance of idolatry, of idol worship, was greater than that of Yitzchak. And so therefore, that's why the Pasuk says the Medrash mentions first the name of Yitzchak and then the name of Rivka. Now, it seems rather puzzling and a little bit unsettling that someone who overcame the influence of such a decadent lifestyle would yet remain a bit tolerant of it. Like, how should that be understood? Now, obviously, in order to achieve such a lofty level of ruchnius, so Rivka needed to, she must have nurtured an inordinate abhorrence for the rishus of Odezara, of idol worship. So therefore, she had to work very hard on it. So yet we see that this is not the case. How do we understand? Some of the mafarshim, the commentaries, explain that actually, no matter how vigorously a person battles, we see the strength of the koyach of the Yetzirah, no matter how much a person is steadfast in their battle against the demonic force of the Yetzirah, so the environmental factors inevitably influence a person's tolerance level, meaning your exposure, no matter what you say or do, and however much you're able to dominate and conclude a different lifestyle for yourself, but nonetheless, some explain that there's a certain sense of influence, no matter what, that's inevitable and that's permanent. Is that when we are exposed to rishus, we are in danger of losing our revulsion of it. I mean, how many people, it's true, you might not adopt a certain lifestyle, certain activities and behaviors that other people do, but there's not necessarily the same revulsion of it. It's not abhorrent to you, you're not upset about it to the extent that you're willing to battle it. Exposure lowers a person's threshold of disapproval so that even the moral person becomes slightly injured, meaning, and he becomes, unabashedly, unaffected by it on some level. He might not approve of it the way he's going to infuse that into one life, but at the end of the day, there's a certain level of even a moral person is influenced even ever so slightly. And so as parents, as educators, as all types of people, we are morally obligated to be so aware of the effect that every single element and every single part of the environment of our external trappings and surroundings has upon us, our families, our children, of course. You cannot underestimate, even though it might be that it's short-lived and maybe temporary, that you might put yourself in an environment or in the company of people that maybe might or otherwise be something what you would not choose for yourself, but you have to realize that the places we go, the material we read, our exposure to various media, all have a direct influence on our perspective. And this, of course, affects not only ourselves, but affects our houses, it affects our children, it affects our families. So when we maintain a spiritually pure environment at home, we can aspire to achieve success in nurturing our children in the Torah way. It's so essential for us to realize. Just the Medrash picking up on the usage of the names, it seems to be something to be clearly able to be overlooked, but LiYitzchak ulRivka is Moiras Ruach to Isaac and to Rebekah. Just the placement of these names in the Psukim, in this Pasuk in particular, is an indication of even a slight level of talent. Let's be so careful and vigilant to make sure that the things we do are also indicative of the things that we believe so wholeheartedly. And in so doing, Mitzvah Hashem will be elevated, we will be spiritual, and we'll be the best versions of ourselves. I wish everybody a beautiful Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Toldos.